I'm here in the nonprofit village at Gathering of the Vibes 2007 in Bridgeport, Connecticut. This is Dan Rappaport of Radio Vibes on WPKN. I'm with Gary Beckwith of the Solar Bus. Tell us a little bit about the Solar Bus.
Well, the Solar Bus is an educational project, and we just try to get out into the community and out into the world and show people that solar energy works, because we find that a lot of people just, they don't teach it in schools, and you don't hear about it on the news, and a lot of people still think that we're waiting for, like, a, you know, technical breakthrough in order for solar panels to work, but it turns out that they really do work now, even with the current technology. So we just try to get out in the world and show people that. And the festivals are a great place to do it, because there's a lot of people, open minds, and having fun. It's a good time to learn. And so we try to bring things to the festival that are educational and solar-powered. Like, we have a solar-powered charging station for everybody who their cell phones or the batteries are running low. They can come here and charge up their cell phones on solar power. Last night we were showing solar-powered movies after the sun went, after the music was over. We were watching Bugs Bunny all the way until the sun came up here. We had about maybe 40 or 50 people with their sleeping bags on the grass watching Bugs Bunny. And so it's a fun thing. It's an educational thing, but it's all about solar power.
So solar late-night cartoons. Now, you know, what do you need more than that, huh? So, you know, Friday must have been a tough day for you, huh? And I know this is a sort of softball. I live in a place where it rains all the time. So what happened?
Well, the way we design solar systems, if they're designed properly, you know, you have storage, you have batteries. The solar panels charge up the batteries. And, if you do it right, you always have enough storage to do, you know, whatever your task is at hand. In this case, for a festival like this for 4 days or so, for what I'm doing, which is we're powering all the lights for all the booths of the nonprofit village. We're doing the charging station. We're doing some movies. And we also just have outlets if people need to plug in just about anything. Like, somebody came over here yesterday and filled up their air mattress bed. And I have a pretty large battery bank on board the bus. And, you know, we're more than prepared for, you know, bad weather. So, you know, we can watch movies at night, and we can do all the things that we need to do during the day. And, you know, if it's cloudy, it's not a problem for us. So the biggest problem when it's raining is just that everybody's getting wet, and it's not as fun. But we still have power.
So how did the solar bus get started?
The solar bus got started. I've had buses before, and when I sold my last bus, my son was really mad at me, and he wanted us to get another bus, and just got this bus. And I used to sell solar panels and design systems for a living, and so I just kind of combined my knowledge of solar with this bus that I got. And I don't know how it turned into an educational project, but I don't know, it's part of who I am. I like to just get out there and show people stuff and teach people stuff and try to make the world a better place.
So what sort of places have you gone to besides Gathering of the Vibes?
Well, in the spring and fall, we go to schools, and I just, you know, hook up with teachers, and, you know, they invite me to come to schools. And in the summer, we go to festivals. There's nothing really like the Gathering of the Vibes, of course, but similar in the way that there's people camped out and music and stuff. And
it's a pretty nice scene we have going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, what I always say is that they don't call it, there's a reason they call it the Vibes, and there really is a good vibe here. Like, one of my favorite ones actually is called Solar Fest. It's in southern Vermont, and it's kind of like this, you know, it's not as wild and crazy. A little more family-oriented, but all the people there are there to, you know, check out solar energy. So I'm right at home, and that's a lot of fun. But Gathering of the Vibes is the biggest festival we do every year, and we get really psyched to come down here because I love music and everything, too. So this year has been a great one, I thought. I actually appreciated the rain, a little bit of rain here and there. Didn't last the whole weekend, cooled everything off. And
sleeping weather.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a great year.
Great. Well, thank you, Gary. All right. You're doing some great work out there.
Thanks a lot.